brought to you by Puffin.
Unstoppable Us, Volume 2, Why the World Isn't Fair, by Yuval Noah Harari, read by Rosa Howard.
To all beings, those gone, those living, and those still to come, our ancestors made the world what it is. We can decide what the world will become. Timeline of History. 25,000 years ago, wild wolves become domesticated dogs. 15,000 years ago, first cereal villages in the Middle East. 13,000 years ago, earliest evidence of war. 10,000 years ago, domestication of wheat, rice, and potatoes. Domestication of sheep, pigs, cows, and cats. 8,000 years ago, first cheese and first irrigation canal. 5,500 years ago, first big cities. 5,200 years ago, writing invented in Sumer. 5,000 years ago, unification of Egypt and the first pharaoh. 4,500 years ago, first schools in Sumer. 4,300 years ago, first known poet in Heduana, and first known hairdresser, Ilium Palilis. 4,000 years ago, Egyptians dig a big canal from the Nile to Crocodile City. 3,300 years ago, first recorded epidemic. A note from the author. In the first volume of Unstoppable Us, we followed the adventures of humans from the time we were insignificant apes in the African savanna, terrified of cheetahs and hyenas, until humans became the most powerful animals on the planet, hunting down even the biggest bears and mammoths. In the second volume, we explore how humans learned to control animals like dogs, chickens, and cows, and how some people also learned to control other people. Why did some humans get to be kings and queens while others had to clean their palaces and do their laundry for them? What are kings and palaces even for? Human history is vast and fascinating. And that's why for thousands of years, people have been trying to understand where we came from. We can learn about the lives of ancient people by studying what those people left behind. The ruins of ancient palaces, a broken pot, a bone of a long-dead skeleton, and even the notebooks of schoolchildren who lived long ago. This book covers some events for which we have a lot of evidence. Yes, even ancient notebooks. It also covers events for which we have little evidence. Scientists fill in the gaps using educated guesses. There are many things we don't know. And there are many things about which scientists disagree. This book is based on the latest findings, but our knowledge of the past is constantly evolving as we discover the remains of another ancient palace or another long-dead skeleton. To present the latest scientific discoveries in a simple and fun way, this book sometimes uses fictional conversations between fictional characters. Obviously, these conversations never happened, but the events they describe really took place, and these events have shaped the world in which we still live today. It's not fair. It's not fair. How many times have you heard that, or said it yourself? Probably a lot. Some people are incredibly rich. They live in mansions with swimming pools, fly around in private jets, and never wash any dishes or clean their room because paid help does it for them. Other people are very poor. They live in huts without toilets, wait in the rain for the bus to come, and wash somebody else's dirty dishes.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?